What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. In the immortal words of one Mr. DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was first published on the 16th of March. However, it was updated on the 20th of March. Husband shoots, terminates wife during domestic dispute in Augusta. Here we go. Once again, another woman who simply did not know when to back down in the face of a pissed off man. And what happened? He ended up taking matters into his own hands with lethal results. A man is behind bars after shooting and offlining his wife during a domestic dispute, then having a shootout with deputies in Augusta, according to the Richmond County Coroner. This dude was like, fuck it all. Y'all done came to my place? Yeah, I'm bucking on everybody. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Shortly before 10:45 Wednesday night, on March 15th, 2023, Richmond County deputies were dispatched to the 200 block of Brandywine Place in reference to an unknown situation. That's in the Fitzroy Townhomes off Boy Scout Road in Augusta. A few minutes later, dispatch received a call of shots fired at the same location. When deputies arrived on the scene, they tried to communicate with Sean Gunn, the irony of this man's name, inside the home so that he could come outside and speak with them. Gunn refused and later shot at deputies. Deputies returned fire, striking Gunn at least one time. He was taken into custody and transported to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. Gunn is now in the Richmond County Jail. No deputies were injured. When law enforcement went inside the home, they found a woman deleted. She's been identified as 48-year-old Common Gunn. The Richmond County deputy's coroners confirmed she was shot dead by her husband, Sean. As of noon Thursday, the GBI was still on the scene investigating the more than two dozen shots that were fired. The Richmond County Sheriff's Office requested the state agency to conduct an independent investigation into the officer-involved shooting. Once complete, it will be given to the Augusta Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office for review. According to authorities, Gunn is being charged with, obviously, termination and the possession of a firearm during commission of a crime. Gunn is also being charged with cruelty to children in the first degree due to the fact that he shot his wife in front of her 10-year-old child. Maybe that might be a potential for a motive behind the fact that he put the mask on. Maybe that is what sparked the argument. Notice, they didn't say their child. They said her child, which means this man could have been in a possible stepdad situation, which is one thing you do not want to do as a man, especially in this day and age. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol, gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 20, based on the fact that the child had to see what happened and the fact that he had a shootout with the police. And for the brutality factor, of course, I got to give that one a 5 as well. So Sean, the gunman gun, gets a score of 40. Once again, we have a situation, I'm just going to go off into left field with this, of a man who more than likely ended up with a single mother. Gentlemen, that right there, especially in this day and age, nah. Single mothers, recreational use only. If that. But marrying a single mother in this day and age, oh no. Do not take that burden on. It is a thankless job at best. At worst, it is an utter and total money and time sink. There is no return on investment when dealing with a single mother, period, point blank. But hey, what more can be said? I really wonder what that conversation was about that drove him over the edge. Maybe it was something to do with the fact that maybe she was probably seeing a child's father behind his back. Who knows? She's 48 with a 10-year-old kid. Oh, well, hey, it is what it is. We still got to look at the fact that she said or did something that drove him over the edge. What it is, maybe he'll come out and say it, but I think at this point, we don't even care. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was the true motive behind Mr. Gunn actually picking up the gun and going to work? Let me know in the comments section. But with that being said, ladies, especially you ladies in this Western world, you better understand this, and you better understand this clearly. The power you think you have in this society is going out. Feminism and the idea that there's always going to be some sort of protection to get that man off you, that's going out right along with it. Because once again, it has been clearly demonstrated. Once you become the bane of a man's life, and that man decides he's going to take matters into his own hands, there will be no one there but you and him. And yeah, as we always see in every case of HMT, that man wins. At minimum, he's going to put himself into the cage, but he's going to put you in the ground. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.